This is State Senator Dave Orgel. Welcome to our News and Views podcast for this week. I have a brief rundown of my week here at the Capitol in Harrisburg, as well as in the district in Berks and Schuylkill County. To learn more, always visit my website at senatororgel.com. The big news in Harrisburg this week was certainly passing the state budget and sending on to the governor. I believe that what we have sent to Governor Wolf is a much improved version over the document that he gave to us in February. First and foremost, no new taxes. That is certainly, I think, an issue that the 250,000 people that I represent in Berks and Schuylkill County will pay some attention to. We made a major change. The governor had suggested, of all things, cutting most of the funding for the Safe Schools program. With all the problems that we've seen in some terrible instances with school security across the country, that was the last thing that we wanted to do. And so not only did we restore the funding, but I believe that we've strengthened the law. And this was something that I heard a good bit about in the district. We will make sure that there is more aid available for our non-public schools as well as for our public schools in the future. We also had a major new initiative to help our dairy farmers. That is a key part of the economy in the counties that I represent. And so the Pennsylvania Farm Bill package, I believe, will help those farmers, their families, their employees in a major way. We also passed some legislation to extend some economic assistance to the waste coal industry. Many of those plants that have been in Schuylkill County and beyond for 10, 20, 30 years have encountered some major difficulties. I recently saw one close in McAdoo, and they tell me that that one will not be coming back. The problem when you lose a plant like that, not only are you losing a good source of domestic energy, you're losing jobs, and you're losing economic and environmental benefits that they provide. Who's going to fill the holes? Who's going to bring in those mountains of black waste that have littered our just environment for the last 100 or 150 years? And so the government is never going to be able to do that on its own. So those were the key points of the budget that I was pleased with: aid to the farms, aid to the schools, aid to the waste coal cogeneration facilities. Again, to learn more, don't hesitate to look at my website, senatororgel.com. And then this week, we dealt with something a little different than the normal issues here involving the state of Pennsylvania. We welcomed a delegation from the nation of Lithuania. And anyone who has ever visited the north of the mountain communities in Schuylkill County will know that we have many people very proud of their Lithuanian heritage. We have a brand new senator from South Central Pennsylvania who was a colonel in the Army, Senator Doug Mastriano. He brought a delegation from Lithuania to the floor of the Senate this week to mark the 26-year anniversary of the strategic partnership between the Pennsylvania National Guard and the Lithuanian Armed Forces, as well as a resolution to declare June of this year as Lithuanian Partnership Month. I told the Lithuanian officers that the very first time I saw the Lithuanian flag, I was an 8-year-old Cub Scout at St. Peter's and Paul's Lithuanian Catholic Church in Tamaqua. I had no idea what the Lithuanian flag looked like. I asked what that was. They proudly told me in that church, and let me tell you, I've never forgotten that. Again, to learn more, please go to my website at senatororgel.com. This week, I also asked the residents of the district that I represent in Berks and Schuylkill County what they think about the issue of requiring work requirements for non-elderly, non-disabled Medicaid recipients. At all of my town hall meetings, no one ever suggests hurting the sick, hurting the poor, hurting the elderly, but the waste, the fraud, the abuse of some of our traditional welfare programs makes people very, very upset. And so I asked my constituents online, do you think that we should enact some kind of a work requirement on non-elderly, non-disabled recipients to continue to receive Medicaid in the future. We received over 322 responses, 92% support work requirements, 8 did not. And so, as you can see, that was a pretty one-sided response. And again, we're not talking about making somebody's great-grandma go work in a coal mine. We're talking about people who have the legitimate ability to go to work every day. And so the constituency came through with a very clear message, 92% support work requirements for able-bodied Medicaid recipients, 8 do not. And then finally, coming up later this summer, we're going to see a very special event in Pottsville. Yingling, of course, is the most recognized employer in Schuylkill County, family-owned since 1829, this year celebrating its 190th anniversary. For this special birthday, Yingling is going to hold a celebration with live music from the band Better Than Ezra. There will be food, there will be beer, there will be fireworks on Saturday, July 13th. The best part, the proceeds of the event are going to benefit the ongoing effort to breathe new life into the Pottsville area, downtown as well as some of the neighborhoods. So I would encourage all of you to consider coming to Pottsville on July 13th. Should be one heck of a party. For more information on to volunteering or attending the event, I would suggest you go right to yingling.com. Again, this is Dave Argel. Thanks for listening to News and Views. As always, for more information, you can subscribe to my e-newsletter at senatorargel.com.